boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, kept on going over to her house and so forth, you'd say that he was...
Going steady.
Okay. But that's sort of a modern word.
Going regular.
Huh?
It's modern. Going steady.
Uh-huh.
They used to say that they're going regular.
Uh-huh.
Well, now then they go steady.
Uh-huh. And he would be called her...
Steady, a boyfriend.
And she would be his...
Girlfriend.
And if a boy came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say that he had been...
Smooching.
Any other words?
Kissing or something like that.
And when a girl stopped letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say she...
Broke off.
Okay. You say, well, he asked her to marry him, but she...
Refused.
Okay.
And you said no.
Okay.
You know, refused.
Or you say they were engaged and all of a sudden she...
Broke up.
Okay. Any other words like turned him down or jilted him or... Gave him the gate, or...
Oh, yeah. Dear John.
Hmm?
When they broke up...
Uh-huh.
She, turned him out or let him out or let him down or...
Uh-huh.
Give him a dear John. You know that old song. Broke up.
Mm-hmm.
Split up.
Mm-hmm.
Split up.
At a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is called the...
Best man.
And the woman that stands up with the bride...
Bridesmaid.
Okay.
Barbara, we're fixing to get ready to eat. Okay, turn your tape on.
Probably answer this before you got it started, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
What would you, whenever you finish this graduate school now, what would you do then? I mean, in this study, how are you going to apply this to your career, really?
Yeah, well, you're a student, huh? Uh-huh. In a way. How can you afford to come down and stay where, in the Chipley Motel?
I'm on an expense account.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean,
whose expense account?
Emory University and National Endowment for the Humanities.
Oh.
I couldn't afford it at all.
Well, that's one, you know.
Do you remember, though this would have been before your time, but do you remember hearing about, say, when people in a community would get married, other people would ring cowbells or fire off pistols?
Serenade.
Huh?
Serenade.
Okay. Do you remember what that was like? Or?
No. Now, I never did experience any of that, but I heard about it. I knew what they was talking about.
And,
shoot a gun up through the top of the house.
Did they do that?
Oh, they done everything, I think.
But, I've heard them putting these sand spurs in their bed like they were going to that house.
Good.
Yeah, but while the ceremony was going on, they were going to fill the bed full of sand spurs. There was somebody hiding in another room in the house, you know, and then when they go home, here comes somebody out, and then they get in the bed with the sand spurs.
Say there was trouble at a party, you'd say the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the
whole bunch.
And what young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music. You call that a
dance?
Do you remember names for different kinds of dances?
Mm-hmm. Charleston.
Okay.
Jitterbug.
Do you remember
two-step?
Uh huh. What about a dance at that hole at home? Did you ever hear any
square dance?
Okay. And, say if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you'd say at 4 o'clock school does what?
Well, we used to say it turns out.
Mm-hmm.
But school's out at 4 o'clock.
Would you say turns out now? Or?
No.
Okay. And after vacation, children might ask, when does school
start?
And, say if a boy left home to go to